We have students from Japan and Europe and the US, as well as students from across the African continent. And so many of them are really interested in imagining what the world looks like and thinking about, it isn't what the world would look like without U.S. leadership. I think U.S. must and should lead, or at least must and should be one of a group of leaders around the world. But I do think that an increasingly large group of MBA students and other graduate business school students, including American students, are thinking about how to redraw some of the balances in the world in ways that are more likely to yield the kinds of outcomes that they're looking for.
Welcome to Leaders Unplugged. Leaders Unplugged is real talk with the impactful, candid, honest, actionable, and fresh from behind the scenes. Presented to you by IMD and hosted by IMD's president, David Bach, and myself, Felix Seltner, founder of Remote Daily. On today's episode, we take you behind the scenes of the annual meeting of the Global Network of Advanced Management, or GNAM, an alliance of 33 business schools from around the world. This annual meeting took place in Monterrey, Mexico, and David, who was one of the founders of this network and is a member today with IMD, sat down at this gathering with two of his fellow deans of business schools. From South Africa, Catherine Duggan, the dean of the University of Cape Town Graduate School of Business, and from Canada, Darren Dell, the dean at the Sauder School of Business at the University of British Columbia. Now, David has known him for years and knew that they were going to talk unplugged about how to navigate the rapid global shifts that are happening and how it impacts them, their schools, and their way of leading. So David kicked off by asking Darren about how things are going in Canada coming out of a national election that was heavily influenced by the changing relationship to the neighbor in the south.
How are we doing? What's interesting is it truly came as a shock to Canada. If that's what I could relate, it's a bit of a surprise. This has been a neighbor to us that has been really besties for decades, hundreds of years even, you could argue. And a massive trading partner, connected in every way, people living on both sides of the border, and all of a sudden, not friends. And so I would say many in Canada have been a bit shocked and surprised and didn't see it coming. And so this has resulted in a bit more of a wake up to, you know, Canada needs to maybe diversify a bit. You know, over 80% of our trade is with the U.S. Mm. And so we need to think about, you know, how do we diversify and realize that maybe you can't always trust people next door. And that sounds hard, but in many ways it might be good for Canada. It's certainly woken up a bit of national pride. Mm. At the university, it's interestingly been pros and cons. So obviously there's the psychological effect of having this happen, and certainly costs in running the university, it's an issue with tariffs. But on the flip side, we actually are seeing a bit of a spike, a bump in applications and enrollment. People that were going to go to the U.S. for education or people in the U.S., are actually looking to Canada now as perhaps a nice option.